Later this morning, Washington State will be preparing in the Great Shakeout. But I'll be honest with you, folks, I'm from New York, and I have not participated in a Great Shakeout. Not quite sure what it's all about. Joining me now, the Tsunami Program Coordinator for the Washington Emergency Management Division, Alyssa Tapero. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
So you specifically had the Tsunami Program with the Great Shakeout. What is the biggest change that people will be seeing in this year's Shakeout?
So for Shakeout this year, we have an additional 50 tsunami sirens that are scattered throughout both the inner and outer coast. We now have 122 sirens total. So that means that for Shakeout this year, we have 50 more sirens than usual that will be sounding off with the actual wailing tone. Shakeout is the one day of the year where we actually test these sirens with that wailing sound. So that's something we want to make sure that communities with new sirens are aware of.
Wow. So with those sirens, how far away are people going to be able to hear those?
You know, that's really going to depend on what the weather is like in someone's location. The sirens are usually audible for about a mile, but that depends on the location, the weather, if there's anything between you and the siren, like trees or buildings. So it could be that you might be able to hear them really well, or it might be that you are not able to hear them as well.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I'm just preparing for my ears so that I don't get tinnitus after the as the Shakeout is happening. So it's been a thing for the past 10 years. Do you know why it began?
So the Great Shakeout is actually an international event. It's not just Washington. There are many other states and quite a few countries that take part.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's just something that's been adopted for, I guess, the West Coast. Not so much the East Coast. There's no particular reason why East Coast folks don't do that, right?
So the East Coast doesn't have as much of an earthquake risk. Certainly the West Coast is kind of earthquake country, and Washington has the second highest earthquake risk in the United States. But we have seen, especially over the last few years, that we can have earthquakes all over our country. And so, you know, even if you are just visiting an area that you think may be a higher earthquake risk, or even if you're living somewhere where there isn't much of a risk, it's still good to know what to do.
Gotcha. So why should people take the Shakeout seriously?
So like I said, Washington is earthquake country. We have the second highest earthquake risk, and we also have a huge tsunami risk. So in Washington, the Great Washington Shakeout is not just an earthquake drill, but it's also a tsunami drill. So this is an opportunity each year for individuals and organizations to practice doing what you would do if there was an earthquake, and then if you're in or near a tsunami inundation zone, also practicing walking your evacuation routes. That way, when an actual earthquake does occur, we're not surprised. We don't freak out. We know exactly what to do.
So people who do live in these tsunami zones, what are some of the best practices that they can take on a daily basis to make sure they're prepared for when one actually does happen?
A great thing to do is to have a go bag ready. And that's not just for tsunamis, but also for earthquakes, for fires, for anything where you might need to evacuate quickly. And it's important to have a go bag anywhere where you spend a lot of time. So I have one at my house. I have one in my car. That way it's with me when I'm grocery shopping or visiting a friend. And then I also have one here at the office. So no matter where I am, I have that with me. If I'm visiting the coast, as I do a lot for work, I have it with me in case I do need to evacuate for a tsunami. So that's a great thing that people can do on a daily basis, is to get a little more prepared.
Okay. And just to recap here, during the Shakeout, which starts at 10:21 this morning, what should people do?
So at 10:21, if you can, it is great to practice drop, cover, and hold on wherever you are. So if you're sitting at your desk at work, or maybe you're at the grocery store or at school or out at the park, it doesn't matter where you are, because we never know where we're going to be during a disaster. That's a great opportunity to practice dropping down, so getting your center of gravity low to the ground so the earthquake can't knock you over, and then getting under cover. So a sturdy piece of furniture, or if you don't have that, against a wall that doesn't have any windows, and then covering your neck and your head, because those are our most important and fragile parts of our bodies. So that's something you can practice anywhere you are. Even if you're in your car, you can pull over and practice there. And if you can't at 10:21, You are certainly welcome to practice at any other time during the day or even some other time during the year.
Right on. Some great information. Again, the Great Washington Shakeout, that'll be happening this morning at 10:21 a.m. A lot of good information. That is the Tsunami Program Coordinator for the Washington Emergency Management Division, Alyssa Tapero. Alyssa, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.